The broadcast of The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults in 1986 was one of the most audacious and highly publicized live television events of its time. Hosted by Geraldo Rivera, the special promised to reveal the contents of a secret underground vault that once belonged to the infamous gangster Al Capone. With breathless anticipation and weeks of relentless promotion, the program captivated the public's imagination. Viewers tuned in hoping to witness a dramatic unearthing of treasures, weapons, or even bodies. A spectacle befitting Capone's legendary criminal empire. What they got instead was an empty vault, a media fiasco that would become a textbook example of overhyped television. This is TV Casualty, The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults. The idea for the special was born when construction crews working in Chicago's Lexington Hotel, a former Capone hideout, discovered a walled-off subterranean space. The tantalizing mystery of what might lie behind the barriers proved irresistible to television producers, especially in an era when live, event-based programming was becoming increasingly popular. The potential to unearth a piece of American criminal history live on air seemed like a ratings goldmine, and Rivera, already known for his flair for the dramatic, was the perfect host to lead the charge. In the weeks leading up to the broadcast, the hype machine went into overdrive. Teasers hinted at the possibility of untold riches or incriminating evidence that might offer new insights into Capone's reign as a crime lord. Rivera appeared in promotional spots, gesturing emphatically as he promised a spectacle that would make history. The anticipation reached a fever pitch, with millions of viewers planning to tune in, not wanting to miss a potential discovery of staggering proportions. The setup for the event was as grand as the promotion. A team of workers, outfitted with heavy machinery, stood ready to breach the vault. Cameras were strategically placed to capture every angle of the momentous occasion. Experts were on hand to speculate on what might be found, from stacks of cash to hidden bodies. Rivera, clad in a hard hat and exuding confidence, played the role of a modern-day explorer poised to uncover the secrets of the past. The atmosphere was charged with suspense, as if history itself were about to be rewritten. As the vault was slowly and painstakingly opened, the anticipation became almost unbearable. Rivera narrated every development with breathless excitement, building tension as workers chipped away at the wall. The audience, both in the studio and at home, was riveted. Yet, as each layer of debris was removed, the reality of what lay behind began to set in. There were no treasures, no skeletons, no long-lost artifacts of Capone's empire, just a barren, dusty space. The anticlimactic ending unfolded live before a stunned audience. Rivera, visibly struggling to maintain his composure, acknowledged the absence of any meaningful discovery with a mix of humor and awkwardness. "Seems like we've struck out," he quipped, but the damage was already done. The monumental buildup had led to nothing, and millions of viewers felt duped by the spectacle of it all. Critics were quick to pounce on the debacle, skewering the special for its shameless sensationalism. Rivera became the butt of jokes, his reputation as a journalist taking a significant hit. The event's failure was not just about the empty vault. It symbolized the pitfalls of media overreach and the dangers of prioritizing spectacle over substance. While Rivera would go on to rebuild his career, the ghost of the mystery of Al Capone's vaults would linger, a cautionary tale for television producers and journalists alike. Despite its failure, the special remains a fascinating cultural moment. It demonstrated the power of television to capture the collective imagination, even if only temporarily. It also highlighted the risks inherent in live programming, where the outcome is uncertain and the potential for disappointment looms large. For better or worse, The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults set a precedent for event television, paving the way for future experiments in live, unscripted broadcasting. Today, the fiasco is remembered less for what it failed to deliver, and more for what it represents. A curious blend of ambition, hubris, and the insatiable appetite for spectacle that defines much of modern media. It is a story not just of an empty vault, but of the risks and rewards of chasing the next big moment, even when the payoff might be nothing at all.